You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey, beauties. Welcome to episode 10 of The Purpose Show. In this episode, we are talking about how you can be an action-taking, problem-solving mom. This episode came about from Instagram, which I feel like a lot of the episodes, at least the ones that are planned through spring, come from Instagram, just because that's where I share the most of my day-to-day life. That's where I'm most active. I kind of share just how I do things. If I'm doing something and it pops into my head to jump on Instagram stories and kind of show what's going on, I will do it. And there was one time a couple months ago where I was just kind of sharing about how when something is a problem in my life and I notice that it's kind of consistently a problem, I won't just leave it and, you know, wish that it would change or kind of put it in the back of my head to figure it out later. Like, I will take action on it and actually kind of like write it out and problem solve. I use the notes app on my phone to do this. And I kind of was just doing an Instagram story about that. And people just freaked out. They were really responsive. And that, of course, tells me that this is something that needs to be talked about. It also appeared when I was asking for input on episode ideas. So it just keeps coming up, and it's something that I've just always done. So I think when you do that, you don't really think too much about like, oh, this is spectacular. I need to share this. It's just something that I've always done and just kind of comes naturally to me. But I definitely see a lot of benefit in being this way. And I'm happy to share sort of a little bit of the behind the scenes of how I take action and solve problems instead of just kind of victimizing myself and letting, you know, complaining and letting life happen to me, which I think is really easy to do. And I definitely do that sometimes. It's not like I never do that. But typically that's not my mindset. I want to start this episode out with a quote by Louise Hay that says, "I do not fix my problems. I fix my thinking. Then my problems fix themselves." And I think that that really needs to be the foundation here. I think when you're coming from a mindset of victimization, of everything sucks, life is so hard, why can't things ever be easy for me? You're going to see that. You're thinking that, you're putting that out there, it's inside of you. It's the way that your mindset is, and that's what you're going to see. You're going to see the return on an investment of those thoughts and that attitude and that way of thinking all the time. I think it's really easy to victimize ourselves, but if we stop complaining and change our mindset, that is doing something. And so when I say, you know, stop complaining and do something, take action, what I really mean is take action on your thinking and your mindset. Change the way that you're talking to yourself internally or externally. Change the way that you're speaking to other people about your circumstances and your lifestyle. Take action where you can physically to change things, and, you know, let go and pray when you can't take action, and make sure that you're taking action on your thinking and your mindset, because that's what really, really matters. So having said that, I feel like in any circumstance, in any problem, there's almost always something you can do. The very least being, and I say the very least meaning like, it doesn't seem like that much effort, but it's actually the most effort and the most powerful thing we can do. And that is prayer and changing your mindset. So like I just said, telling yourself a different story about your circumstances. I think having a general attitude of a doer, someone who takes action and seeks to solve problems and is just coming from this place of almost like the ready position. You know, in baseball, when my sons are playing, you know, the coach always says, hey, you know, Hudson, get in ready position. And it means kind of being crouched over, your knees are bent, your glove is on, your hands are kind of out and ready so that if the ball is hit to you, you are in ready position to jump on it, to immediately act, take action, go and get that ball and make an awesome play. But if you're standing around and, you know, when Hudson's standing out in outfield and he's picking the grass, his glove's not even on, or it's on, but it's kind of hanging there, and he's looking at the butterflies going by and he gets a line drive smacked his way, what's going to happen? He wasn't in the ready position and he's totally going to flounder. He's going to probably get hit in the face or something. At the very least, he's going to be jarred. The ball went right by him and he missed it and like have to scramble, get his glove on right and run to the ball. And then, you know, the play is probably not going to be very great. So you taking prayerful action and for me, you know, praying without ceasing, thinking in an actionable way, kind of just being mentally in a ready position in my life has been huge. I basically prayerfully take action in something all the time, like weekly. It's not something that I have to think to do. Every once in a while I get in a funk and I'm like, you know, I'll kind of get whiny or whatever. And I'm like, hey, wait, you know, I need to change the way that I'm thinking here and, you know, check myself before I wreck myself kind of thing. But typically, you know, I don't let things sit and continue to be a problem. I am basically always in a prayerful, action-taking state of mind. So here's a big example of this. We just talked about this a couple episodes ago. So for example, the problem of our lifestyle with Brian's old job, we felt so stuck. It felt like there was nothing that could be done. You know, we applied, you know, for higher positions. He took classes within the company to move up. We followed all their rules and did the things they said that you could do to move up and get a better job and get better hours and more pay. And nothing happened for years. And so instead of whining and being a victim and continuing to wait and waste time, we prayerfully went another way, even though it was really freaking scary and it took a lot of risks. We took those risks and we took action and we were deeply rewarded with a new lifestyle that, you know, 2 years ago seemed impossible. It didn't seem like, how were you ever like, how, think about it. How are we ever going to get out of that? We have 4 kids. We got married young, started our family young. We've got these 4 kids. We live in another state. We can't afford to do anything or go anywhere. We can't afford to move. We can't afford to, you know, really take the risk of starting a business. We can't really afford to, you know, time off to go and seek out another job and do interviews and all that. We couldn't even afford clothes for Brian to go and wear nice things at an interview. Like we were really, really screwed basically. And we just had this prayerful problem-solving mindset and it just kind of worked itself out because just like that Louise Hay quote, I do not fix my problems. I fix my thinking and my problems fix themselves. And for me, I infuse that attitude and that philosophy with faith and definitely couple some really powerful prayer into that. And so for a smaller example, that example is a huge life altering for a smaller like day-to-day example. There was a time in my life where I had this problem, and I know it's a common problem, so I use it as an example a lot, where everyone in my house, and just my house in general, felt very tense, cranky, and just negative in the late afternoons, like around 3:30, 4 p.m., all the way until like after dinner. It was just a really crappy time in our house, day after day, like when we were homeschooling, when the kids went to school, like it didn't matter what season we were in. It just was like this time of day was just really crappy and everyone was cranky and kind of in this bickering mindset. Even Brian and I, we just kind of like snap at each other. The kids were arguing and bickering constantly around this time. And it was a really busy time of day. You know, it's kind of like the end of the day, you got to start getting ready for dinner. You're cleaning up, you're doing homework, wrapping up school. If you're homeschooling, it's just a really important time of the day. And it really sucked that that time of the day was just not a positive time in our house, like again and again. And it kind of felt like no matter what I did, it wasn't changing. Hey friends, it's Allie. Have you heard of the Supermom Vault yet? The Supermom Vault is a library of inspiration that I created for you. It holds replays of my very best online workshops that aren't available anywhere else, tons of really actionable PDFs that are downloadable with just one click, more than 20 audio and video trainings from me, and professionally designed printables for your home to keep you focused and inspired. The Supermom Vault is only $39, and it's available at alicasaza.com/all courses. So check it out. It's a really good, simple start. If you want more inspiration than just the podcast, you wish there were more episodes, you want to get more details, you want video, you want PDFs, you want to download things and kind of get your hands on something to really get you started when it comes to minimalism and simplifying your motherhood, this is definitely the place to go. So alicasaza.com/all courses and check it out. This is how I solve kind of the idea of this episode's title, how to be an action-taking, problem-solving mom. This is like what I do for everything. So take this example and see if it works for you. So using this smaller example of the cranky afternoons, I went and I got my phone out and I just used like the notes app in my iPhone and I literally just wrote out the circumstance. Like, okay, what is the problem? Well, around, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock all the way till after dinner, everyone in my house is just super cranky and bickering and I'm breaking up fights and I'm done. I'm stretched really thin. I'm cranky. I'm tired. I just want to have a glass of wine. I'm bickering. I'm not feeling good. And everyone else seems to reflect that. And even when I work on changing my attitude and I'm in a good mood and I've done my, you know, self-work to be in a good mood around that time of the day, still other people in my house are just bickering and tired and done and fighting. And so I would write out the problem, identify the problem, and then I would start to brainstorm possible solutions. And so there was like a problem section and a solution section. Under the solution section, I wrote things like, maybe I could let everyone kind of have some separate time away from each other for 30 minutes at the end of the day around this time. Maybe they just need a break from each other. We don't just jump right into homework or anything. Maybe, you know, they come home, maybe we could have worship music playing, candles lit, oil diffusing, 30 minutes of separate alone time. Maybe I do crockpot meals a few times a week so that I'm not having the burden of cooking dinner from scratch every single night. Maybe we have that 30 minutes of separate time. And then instead of coming together and just diving right into homework, we sit together and talk about our day for a little bit and just kind of unwind. Maybe the kids get to have a little bit of technology time after school, like just kind of brainstorming out what are the possible solutions. This isn't a set in stone plan I'm going to do. It's just like, you're literally just brainstorming. Some of these ideas might be totally ludicrous and stupid. That's okay. You're brainstorming, you're taking action, you're being a problem solver. Even if you're not writing down the solutions that end up happening, you're still taking action on the problem. Writing it out, doing this sort of brain dump is incredibly helpful. It allows you to physically see the problems and get them out of your head and onto paper. It's almost like the release of saying it out loud. Like you're acknowledging this is a problem. This sucks. Every day at this time, it just sucks. And I'm starting to dread my kids. I'm coming home from school and I don't want to feel that way. And you're brain dumping it out, getting it out of your head and out of your heart and onto paper and admitting this is a problem. And then you're taking action yourself and brainstorming possible solutions. It's really, really good. It feels like a release. And even just doing this act is helpful. And it always leads to a solution for me. In one way or another, it does. But even if it didn't, just the very act of doing this is so helpful. And so for this specific example of the cranky time of day in our house, it ended up working. We kind of fell into this rhythm where, you know, I, you know, put on some worship music and I light candles. And if it's, you know, cold, I'll turn the fireplace on. And everyone has, you know, I set a timer. They go and they have quiet time separately away from each other. You know, the boys share a room. So they'll go into separate areas of the house and just like look at a book, or Bella will draw, Leland will color, Hudson might build Legos, Emmett might watch Ninjago for a little bit or something. And there's a 30-minute timer. And when it goes off, I call them down. Everyone's a little bit more decompressed. And then we can slowly get into the end of the day routine you know, getting ready for baseball if we have it, doing homework, cooking dinner, you know, and I take part of that 30 minutes time too. This is usually a time where Brian and I will sit and kind of have couch time and connect and talk, or maybe we'll be separate if we're not feeling that. This is a time where a lot of the time Brian's at home with the kids while they're having their quiet time and I go for a walk. So in some way, we're just kind of separate from each other. And this really solved the problem. And then doing crockpot meals a few times a week, all of those things ended up being implemented and really contributing to helping. And now that time of the day is not such a sore subject anymore. It's not like it doesn't stand out as a negative time anymore. We all have our days, but it's not consistently a problem anymore because I solved the problem. As moms, we have a big job. We have a lot on our plate and we have a lot of power. Don't let the fact that your plate's really full take away your ability to use your power as the mom. We are keepers of the home. We are the spine of our houses and our families. And if we come at our life with an actionable mindset, you know, seeking to fix problems, seeking to be in the, you know, like being in the ready position in our lives and taking action for the sake of our families, that's really powerful. And just even being in that mindset instead of playing the victim and complaining and you guys never help me and everything sucks and why does this time of day have to be so difficult? Why are the mornings so hard? Why can't you guys just remember to brush your teeth? You know, coming at it from an action-taking, problem-solving mindset is so huge. So be inspired. Go take this into your own hands. Come up with solutions that work. Try out different things. Start brain dumping. What are the problems? You don't have to sit and think about all the problems in your life, but just keep this episode in the back of your mind as you go throughout your day today or tomorrow or, you know, the next week or so, and just look for things. What seem to be chronic problems? Do you notice a certain time of day being really high tension for you guys? Do you notice that your marriage kind of gets a little like weird on date night days? Like there's some kind of expectation built up that you and your husband start to argue the day before date night. Is there some like look for like clues like that, like consistent problematic clues, and do some problem solving and brain dumping in a journal or in your phone, like somewhere. Get it out on paper, whether it's physical paper or digital paper. Just get it out of your head and onto paper and look at it. Look at the problem, write it out, and then start to brainstorm possible solutions. Even if you don't come to something and you know, start to take action physically on it, just the fact of brain dumping it out, getting it out on paper is good. You did it and something may come to you later. So I just encourage you guys, you have so much power. As a mom, you can choose to change your thinking, fix your thinking, fix your mindset, get into a place of positivity, of being in the ready position, of being an action-taking, problem-solving mom, and a lot of things are going to shift. And I've actually put together something for you guys that I'm calling the Problem-Solving Mom Brain Dump Guide. It's a free download that will help you kind of get into the habit of how to sort of brain dump out your problems and identify them, and then having a solution section. And I would suggest that you print it out and just do it for the first couple of times. I mean, you might get into a rhythm and be able to use your own journal or whatever. And I have a couple of examples from my own life in the free download to kind of help you see like, okay, like this is the kind of stuff I should be looking for. So just go to aliekasaza.com/show notes, find this episode, and you'll see the place to download that problem solving mom guide right in there. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show, head to aliekasaza.com for free downloads, courses, classes, and to learn more about what the next step might look like for you. I'm always rooting for you. See you next time.